Chapter 5. An aged person thou mayest not rebuke, but be entreating as a father, younger persons as brethren. Aged women as mothers, younger ones as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows, who are really widows. And if any widow have children, or grandchildren, let them learn first to their own house to show piety, and to give back a recompense to the parents, for this is right, and acceptable before God. And she, who is really a widow, and desolate, hath hoped upon God, and doth remain in the supplications, and in the prayers night and day. And she, who is given to luxury, living, hath died. And these things charge, that they may be blameless. And if any one for his own, and especially for those of the household, doth not provide, the faith he hath denied, and an unbeliever he is worse. A widow, let her not be enrolled under 60 years of age, having been a wife of one husband. In good works being testified to, if she brought up children, if she entertained strangers, if saints' feet she washed, if those in tribulation she relieved, if every good work she followed after. And younger widows be refusing, for when they may revel against the Christ, they wish to marry. Having judgment, because the first faith they did cast away. And at the same time also, they learn to be idle, going about the houses, and not only idle, but also tattlers, and busybodies, speaking the things they ought not. I wish, therefore, younger ones to marry, to bear children, to be mistress of the house, to give no occasion to the opposer to reviling. For already certain did turn aside after the adversary. If any believing man, or believing woman have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the assembly be burdened, that those really widows it may relieve. The well-leading elders of double honor let them be counted worthy, especially those laboring in word, and teaching. For the writing saith, an ox treading out thou shalt not muzzle, and worthy is the workman of his reward. Against an elder an accusation receive not, except upon 2 or 3 witnesses. Those sinning, reprove before all, that the others also may have fear. I testify fully, before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the choice messengers, that these things thou mayest keep, without forejudging, doing nothing by partiality. Be laying hands quickly on no one, nor be having fellowship with sins of others, be keeping thyself pure. No longer be drinking water, but a little wine be using, because of thy stomach, and of thine often infirmities. Of certain men the sins are manifest beforehand, leading before to judgment, and certain also may follow after. In like manner also the right works are manifest beforehand, and those that are otherwise are not able to be hid.